This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
This unhappy February for technology companies. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. I want to start first, though, in Japan, where for the first time, the benchmark government bond has a negative interest rate. So many investors want those bonds as an alternative to stocks today that investors have to pay the central bank to store their money instead of getting interest. As for stocks in Tokyo, the Nikkei index fell 5.3% today amid this risk-averse market psychology around the world. Although stock prices in early trading in the North American time zones were mixed, with the NASDAQ composite as well as the Dow Jones Industrial Average turning positive. For weeks, a key story for stocks has been declines in oil companies and oil field services companies, but technology stocks have entered this miserable period. Social media company LinkedIn stock is down 43% this month, to pick one vivid example. Let's switch to a view from the heartland now. Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hi, Julie.
Morning, David.
You know, we have been talking about energy stocks, but this is really hitting technology in recent days.
Well, it's hitting anybody who's at the head of the S&P 500, and technology is a significant factor here. It's probably the single largest weighting in the S&P 500. So this big creaming is going to take the markets down even further just by the weighting of the average. But in terms of technology, everybody's getting knocked out, even old technology. In other words, the ones who have high barriers to entry, making good profits, have stable revenue sources, they're being thrown out with all the unicorns out there and all the speculative technology stocks as well. In other words, anybody who even smells like they might be related to technology is getting thrown out as well.
Really? Anyone who has a stock? This is starting to get indiscriminate, isn't it?
It is. It's a case of just throwing in the towel on everything. And that is a real good sign of capitulation when you start seeing wholesale tossing into the towel here. One of the biggest areas happens to be in airlines. Now, with a recovering economy, people have been flying everywhere. The planes are flying full. Their operating costs are extraordinarily low simply because of fuel prices. But the stocks are getting absolutely trashed.
All right. Airlines also flying low. Julie Niemann at Smith Moore & Company, thank you.
You bet.
Oil is now below $30 a barrel today with these gas prices cut pretty much in half over the last 18 months. What are people doing with the savings? Investing in their future? Well, perhaps buying soda pop. Coca-Cola just released profits that were higher than expected. Pepsi's results come on Thursday. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Consumer companies are hoping gas savings will translate to people buying more of their products. Jeff Leonard is with the National Association of Convenience Stores.
Low gas prices don't make you thirstier, but it gives you permission to immediately satisfy that need. People see the savings at the pump, they go right inside the store, and they have their immediate consumption.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis in Washington says Americans spent more than $70 billion on non-alcoholic beverages in December. Convenience stores saw a 5% bump in sales in the fourth quarter. Coca-Cola and Pepsi still demand a lot of shelf space, but not just for red and blue cans. Jeffrey Kleinman is editor of the beverage trade magazine BevNet. He says people nowadays want more options, especially young people.
The idea of healthy body refueling has become much more important to the convenience store business.
Coca-Cola and Pepsi are banking that even if you don't buy a soda, you'll pick up one of their bottled waters, maybe an energy drink. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
It's Mardi Gras. About a million people flock to New Orleans each year for that. It's more than doubling the city's population and a major challenge to keep partying visitors and locals safe, especially since the local police force is strapped for cash and therefore strapped for personnel. From New Orleans, Eve Tro reports.
Few spectacles rival a Mardi Gras parade. Crowds, layers deep, lined the streets for miles on each side for several days leading up to Fat Tuesday. As floats approach, people scream for beads, cups, and other trinkets. But think like a cop. The crush of people, the drinking, masks mean anyone can roam unrecognized. Violence sometimes erupts. Tough beat.
Check for your kids, because it's very dangerous.
New Orleans resident Ariane Mitchell keeps a close eye on her two young kids, but she notes the city's high violent crime year-round. She says her family might be safer here.
Because all attention is drawn right to the parades. So that means whatever goes on the outskirts of a parade, there is nobody to take care of it.
How much should New Orleans police focus on protecting tourists while neighborhoods suffer? It's a big question right now. New Orleans is short hundreds of police officers after years of budget constraints. It's on a mission to recruit and train more, but meanwhile, a new private sector fund of $5 million will help pay for extra security in the tourist district. Here's New Orleans Police Chief Michael Harrison.
That partnership allows me to make sure we have adequate staffing in every part of the city. It allows us to have high visibility, increased citizen satisfaction.
Louisiana State Police have always helped during Mardi Gras. This year, 50 to 100 state troopers will stay on indefinitely. The FBI also has more eyes and ears on Mardi Gras, says Special Agent in Charge Jeffrey Sillette.
Monitoring social media to make sure that there aren't any threats that are coming through that. Additional camera coverage, SWAT teams to make sure that we are prepared to keep people safe if something bad does happen.
Sillette was in Boston when the marathon bombing happened. Like the marathon, he says, Mardi Gras is a local celebration that also draws visitors from all over. There are no immediate threats, but he says it's worth devoting the extra federal resources. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And it'll be interesting to see how the bear market plays into the thinking of the chief guardian of interest rates. Fed Chair Janet Yellen will testify on Capitol Hill tomorrow, and we'll be watching closely. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.